Rick Crawford from Arkansas has been visiting with the Peanut Buyborns Association. And Rick, kind of what was your message from Washington this time?
I think probably just sort of staying the course on the Farm Bill. No real surprises in the commodity title. The big one, obviously, is affects cotton. Because cotton and the generic base acre issue affects peanuts, we're talking about that and how that's going to affect your base. I think we've got the provisions in there to make sure everybody's happy. But the main thing is bringing cotton in when we did and how we did it protected our baseline. So I think we're going to be able to hold our reference prices without too much argument. And so going forward, I don't think you're going to see much of a departure policy-wise from the current scenario.
What's the schedule that you're looking for on the Farm Bill?
Well, I'm not going to let you pin me down too much, but I think we'll start to mark this up here in the next 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think probably, realistic to think we get this on the floor before middle of the year and actually have a Farm Bill on time. I think it's the first time that we'll have accomplished it if we do since maybe 1949. I'm not sure what the timeline is, but it's been a while since we've delivered one on time.
Y'all have a pretty good team together, don't you?
We do. We've got a great ag committee. Chairman Conaway is awesome. And then a great addition to the equation is Secretary Perdue. Having him in that position is a great counterweight to a lot of the sort of the Midwestern flavor of farm bills as they have been historically. And he's a good counterbalance and very knowledgeable and very supportive.
That's Rick Crawford talking to us from what's happening in Arkansas and Washington. I'm Tyron Spearman reporting.